Incumbent Justice Pat Rokensack says she's tracking her campaign contributions now. She says she'll use that information to decide which cases she should not participate in.
We have a fully alphabetized cross-reference list so we can check exactly and see what comes in. And if I believe that the amount was significant enough to give the public concern about my fairness on a case, I won't be participating.
Under current rules that Justice Rokensack voted in favor of, justices are not required to withdraw from a case based solely on a campaign contribution of any size from one of the parties in a case. Rokensack suggests anything over $1,000, though, would trigger her recusal. But the challenger in the race, Marquette Law Professor Ed Filone, says he'll push to write new rules that set specific contribution limits that require recusal.
To make sure that any party before you who feels that you might be influenced by a campaign contribution that you have received by their opponent or their lawyer has the ability to make a recusal motion before you, asking you to step down because of that and solely because of that.
The current rule on campaign contributions and recusal was proposed by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and adopted by the court in 2010 by a 4-3 vote. That vote followed a heated debate among the justices over a competing rule from the League of Women Voters that proposed setting limits similar to what Filone is proposing now. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.